The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said that the war in Iran is estimated to have cost about $37.5 billion so far. He's asked for twice that amount to continue fighting. Joining us is David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. David, what's the reaction been in Capitol Hill and indeed beyond Capitol Hill across America to A, the cost of the war so far, and B, the request for more military funding?
I think there's a great deal of skepticism. We saw Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, trying to defend this at a hearing yesterday and getting quite a lot of blowback, not only from Democrats, as you'd expect, but even some Republicans as well. They just want to know, what is the strategy for this war? Where is it all heading? How is Donald Trump going to dig the US out of what some people are now calling a quagmire, with all the echoes of Vietnam and Iraq that phrase implies? Why should we throw good money after bad, I think, is the view of many in Congress. And Hegseth didn't do much to change their minds.
No, I was going to say, we didn't get much light on that. We got a shouting match, though, between Hegseth and Democratic Senator Gary Peters.
Yes, that's right. That was towards the end, and Hegseth accused Peters of undermining U.S. Military personnel, and Peter said, no, it's nothing to do with that. They're bravely doing their duty, but they need leadership. And he said Trump and Hegseth are failing to lead, failing to explain what those troops are doing there in the first place. And yes, it got quite acrimonious and heated, as it did with one or two other senators. That's kind of Pete Hegseth's shtick. He's a former Fox News host, and since the start of this war, he's been pretty aggressive and red-blooded. And even just the other day, he was saying that he's going to get a test for everyone's levels of testosterone in terms of whether they're capable of doing this job. It's all a little bizarre, and yet at the same time, he's actually stopped doing his briefings at the Pentagon to reporters, which I think many people feel, does this man now have something to hide about how this war is going?
Okay. Is this war a political millstone around Donald Trump's neck at this stage, do you think?
Yes, I think so. Iran has haunted various U.S. presidents, going all the way back to Jimmy Carter and that hostage crisis, of course, and Ronald Reagan with Iran-Contra. One person observed, it's like when you get it stuck on your clothes, you can't wash it out. And now Iran, I think, is a great shadow over the Trump presidency, partly as a foreign policy problem, sucking up huge amounts of money for the U.S. military, causing loss of life, not only for the U.S. military, but on the ground in Iran. It'll be a moral stain on Trump. But in the coming months, it's also now a big headache for his Republican Party in the midterm elections. Maybe not because everyone on the ground is talking about the Iran war, which to a lot of Americans feels quite distant and not something they're following close every day, but just the knock-on effects of it in terms of pushing up the price of petrol, and for farmers, the price of fertilizer. People are really feeling the pain of that. And, they're basically saying Trump campaign promising to lower prices and keep America out of forever wars. And he's failed on both counts.
Just finally, David, just in relation to something else, just really interesting development. The mayor of New York, Mandani, calling on the US government to arrest Netanyahu. Now, I'm assuming there is absolutely no prospect of that happening. But even the fact that a politician, albeit a left-wing politician, has called for that, I'm kind of curious, does it suggest a sea change in America, or certainly in parts of America, towards Israel?
Yes, I think so. Mamdani did explore whether he could arrest Netanyahu himself in New York, and that's not going to happen. And as you say, the federal government certainly won't. But even so, it comes just a week after Democrats in the House of Representatives were very divided on military aid to Israel. And that, again, a decade ago would have been unthinkable. And I think it reflects a shift in public opinion generally, and in among Democratic voters in particular. The ironclad support for Israel is no longer, you know, beyond question, and I think that's partly a response to Benjamin Netanyahu's extremism. He's, you know, he's given it, made it easy for people to make this distinction between criticizing Israel and criticizing its government.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, as always, thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.